Okay, this is the National Finance Committee meeting for September 1st, 2005. My name is Dave Adelson. Before we call the roll, I'm sure I speak for everybody when we say that that we're doing these mundane things. Our thoughts are with the people in New Orleans and the surround dealing with that disaster.
Amen.
The secretary of the committee, Casey McFaul, had to be taken to a local hospital because of an accident. She hurt her ankle. And so Marnie Tattersall has agreed to take notes for this meeting. Marnie, could you call the roll, please?
Yes. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Baruti Bediako.
Here.
Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Patty Heffley. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Casey McFaul is excused. Mark Roberts.
Here.
Marnie Tattersall here. Sandy Weinman. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
And we'll acknowledge that Ambrose Lane is sitting in on the call as well.
Okay. Thanks very much. I sent around a proposed agenda to everybody, which included 5 minutes for roll call and approval of the agenda, a report from me for 5 minutes, a review of the national office budget and budget process, 1 hour, station budget progress and budget review and recommendations process and schedule. That was allocated at 30 minutes, but Marnie wrote that she thought, and I agree, that that's far too short. Marnie, what do you think is an appropriate length of time for that?
Well, at the moment, we only have WPFW and KPFT to review.
We also have a report.
So I think the 1 hour that you mentioned is probably plenty.
Okay, we KPFK.
Anyone else got any ideas?
KPFK also can report on its status and progress and give some numbers.
I hear a lot of noise. Am I the only one?
Oh, no, I'm hearing it too. What is mute on this service?
Oh, I don't know, but we might try star 6. I don't know.
Okay. Let's allocate. If we take 10 minutes for each station, that's 50 minutes total, leaving only 10 minutes for dealing with some of the processes that we're going to use from here to the budget recommendation. As Mark has pointed out, we recommend the budget to the National Finance Committee, so we'll need to talk a little bit about that. Why don't we make it 75 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes? I'm sure we'll use it all. Then the next item on the agenda was working group reports, 20 minutes each for the interunit transfer policies and related, the surplus and reserve policies, and the special national fundraising year end.
Dave, could I ask you a question on that?
Go ahead.
Are any of these working group reports going to result in a potential motion that we're going to entertain, or is it just a report?
I believe with surplus, Baruti, Lonnie, and I met and had a discussion and came to some consensus around the definition, how we'll define surplus, and I would like that to come forward and just be voted upon as an agreed policy. This is how
okay.
you calculate it. I don't know about any transfers or the national fundraising. Can people
okay.
speak to that?
Well, then I would like to do, because I do have an executive search committee tonight, and I've got I still haven't finished reading, 30 resumes, so I'm halfway through. So I would like to do anything in that area, because that might be my drop-off point where there is a motion that's being contemplated.
Are you asking that be moved up to the beginning of the agenda?
No, but just that when we do A, B, C, that A, B, or C be anything that has action.
So we'll prioritize the ones with action.
Yeah. Just prioritize. If you stick for me, just to the ones that have solid, recommendations we need to consider as opposed to progress
Sandy.
Reports.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
I guess Sandy Weinman is now on the call. Sandy, we're in the process of approving the agenda.
Sorry,
I have
Thank you.
A section for new business in the event that there is any, which is I'll get 15 minutes and then the scheduling of the next meeting. Is there any objection to this agenda or any additions or alterations other than those we've heard?
I move we adopt the agenda.
A second.
Any objections? Any discussion? Any objection? Okay, then we'll use that agenda. The time now I have is 2:27 Pacific time, so I will do this in 5 minutes. And Basically, I just want to report that the motion passed by the committee went before the PMB, and that was the motion that was intended to ensure that the budgets that were approved by the LSB would be presented to the PMB in unaltered form with any alternatives coming in separate documents. That motion was defeated. The CFO, the chair, and Mark spoke strongly in opposition to it. I apologize. I don't think I represented it or motivated it particularly well. I didn't realize that there would not be time to speak about it after I'd introduced the motion and didn't. I am concerned as a result of the fallout of that about some of the things that were said about the National Finance Committee and some of the questions.
Point of order?
Yes, please go ahead.
I think the chair is speaking on an agenda item that is not before. And it seems that the chair is making a comment. I suggest we move the agenda.
Yeah, this is the chair's report, at which time it's appropriate for the chair. Yeah, at which time it's appropriate for the chair to give his opinion about matters, and I'm making a report about the disposition of a motion that we brought before the PMB. So, order is not well taken. In any case, I did not feel that I presented the motion particularly effectively. I think as we go from here to the end of the budget process, it's not going to just be a matter of our passage of motions, but how we communicate to the rest of the board the issues and the reasons for what we do. And I think that it would be useful for everybody on this committee to be in as much communication as they can with the rest of their local boards about the things we're considering, and I think we need to have more documentation to provide, because I do think that part of what happened was just simply a failure of communication, for which I apologize.
May I get on the stack?
There's no stack.
Oh, okay.
That is the end of my report. And the next item is the review of the National Office budget.
Wait, so the committee chair just speaks without comment? When does that begin?
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to speak to that.
I certainly didn't do that, and I chaired last year. In fact, I had a treasurer's report and no committee chair report. The chair does not editorialize. The chair facilitates.
All right. If you would like to speak to it, we have about 3 minutes left in the item.
All right. I think that we should remove committee chair report as a normal function of this agenda and have the treasurer's report. I'd like to hear what's going on from the five stations. This is not a pulpit. This is an opportunity for the treasurers to report on what's going on their stations and speak for their LSBs. I think that would be a more fruitful use of our time. That's how I feel. And that's how I did it last year.
Lonnie?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that we can't use the Finance Committee to pursue personal points of view or pursue whatever side of an issue that we may have voted on. I don't think that's a good use of this committee's time. So I would second that and not have the chair's report be a part of the agenda for the Finance Committee.
Not for a committee of 11.
Any other comments?
Okay. Marty concurs.
Okay. May I suggest if people have objections to agenda items, they raise them when we approve the agenda. The next item is the next item is the review of the National Office budget and the budget process, and we've allotted 1 hour for that. Lonnie, can you introduce that process for about 10 minutes?
Well, I don't think it'll take an hour. National budget. We are not going to be able to do a national budget. I sent out an email at least. I still hear sounds like wind blowing through. Okay, I'll try, assuming everyone can hear me. Okay? All right. Well, first, let me just review where I'm understanding we are in the budget process. First, the National Office. Tried to look at the National Office budget, but quickly realized that crucial items in the National Office budget rely on the stations having completed their budgets. That would include their listener support numbers. And those listener support numbers become the basis for central services. And some stations are still struggling with what that listener support number will be. Other items include election data. That is to say, how much are these other stations putting in their budget for the elections that are coming up year after next? Now, some folks say, well, the elections don't happen until a year later, but we begin the process of hiring an election supervisor toward the end of next fiscal, that is in August and September, so those monies will have to be spent in those months as well, so we do need to see budget items in those areas. The CSG money, that is to say the CPB monies, were up in the air, and we had a substantial increase in the amount of money going particularly to KPFT. KPFT achieved minority status for that station, and congratulations to KPFT. That is wonderful news. But it also substantially changes their budget, and that budget I'm thinking may have to have another look to see how those funds, and they're substantial for KPFT. I think they went up from $86,000 to $204,000. That's a lot of money.
Point of information.
Yeah.
I believe the number we went up to was $171,000. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, but it'll be a little higher. I've got that latest number, Sandy, so.
Okay, then I'm uninformed.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. I could be wrong, but that's the number that I'm, paper that they sent us. So,
we'll take it.
Our changes. Now, the other one is that the deadline that we had were shooting for having budgets done, was last Friday, and we are into Thursday. And right now, if I can, I'll do a quick roundtable on where I understand the budgets to be, and of course, the treasurers can chime in.
Our next item is that item, so I'd like to stick to the issues of the national budget.
I'm talking about budget process. I'm talking about the budget process and where
we stand. That is intended to be in the next item.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I wanted to focus on the national office budget itself. Even though we don't have it done, I think we could still talk about things like the range you expect for income, as well as national office, how many positions, aggregate salaries, are they going up or down, things of that nature.
I don't have a clue at this point. In a week, I'll know more. Well, let's talk about the issues. I can talk a little bit about the issues. Now, this is not just the national budget. This is the national office. There are issues relating to the national office that are big issues that deal with not just the national office budget, but the budgets of all the stations. One of the things we do look at here in the national office is not just our budget, but all of the budgets as they relate to national issues. First of all, in there's some huge issues that will or will not get resolved in the national budget. It's hard to predict them. One of them is whether or not we will try to raise funds for race and nationality. That could have an impact on what we do and the budget in the national office. At this point, I'm just not sure where it will come and how the funds will be available. We have a huge dollar issue in terms of the shortwave radio project that we all have been looking at, and whether or not that will be an expense item, and if so, what part of it will reside in the national office budget. Big question mark. We have before us a free speech radio news proposal, large dollars, and how do you budget for that? Board hasn't resolved that. And we don't know what number do you put in for that one. The budget will have to look at it. You have large issues in the national budget around what the board budget will be for the coming year. Because as all of you are aware, the board budget last year was a little short. So this year we want to be clear about producing numbers that will work for the board. Well, that's a conversation we have to have with the board and see what numbers, what plans this board might have for next year.
Lonnie, just the board's not meeting again until September.
I want to present a proposal through the finance committee for the board.
But the board won't meet to consider it until the budgets are due at the September meeting.
I want to send out these budgets in whatever form I get them, I guess, in a week. That's what I want to discuss. We're talking budget timetable, too. So
a point of information. This is LaVarne. Just want to understand, when you send out the board budget, this is going to be along with the national office budget?
Yeah, what I'm proposing is that this finance committee, because the deadline of Friday was not met by most stations, that we need to meet again to go over the budget in the, you know, early toward next week, by the 6th or 7th, maybe the 8th. And then that gives me time. Maybe we can meet 2 days, Thursday and Friday of next week. Happy to do that. And then send them out, you know, by the 12th, which is a Monday, or the 13th. I got to assemble all this stuff with the board packet and to the board, so that when those folks meet in Houston, they'll maybe will have this stuff in hand for at least a week. So that is the timetable we're on right now. Will these items be resolved by Thursday or Friday of next week? No doubt, and no. We're stuck in this situation. I'm going to go through the issues in the national budget in terms of how those numbers.
Lonnie, before you do that, Jane wanted to ask something. Was it about what Lonnie just said?
No, wait, keep going. I'm sorry, Lonnie. Keep going.
Yeah, it's very intimidating to look at all this stuff. So I'm hoping that we can resolve. Now, the issue of the staffing in the national office. We have, as a result of a shortfall in these drives, had to reduce and rethink our whole staffing pattern, not just for the long term, but we were immediately hit with a shortfall in revenue. It doesn't take a year to play out. Drive, this is by, let's choose $1 million. Well, immediately for the next month or 2.5 months over which that time ordinarily our revenues would come in from that drive is $200,000 that will not come in over the next couple of immediate few months ahead. That created a problem and a crisis for us here. Had to rethink some plans, had to rethink how we were going to open make up that difference. So I say that to say that as I look at this budget coming up, I'm going to have to, it dawns on me, I'm going to have to build in the potential, perhaps, for a bad drive for one of these stations and thereby affect the bottom line. As you can see, I'm anticipating part of it by having a one-month reserve, too, for the national office, because the revenues might not be forthcoming. We have reduced plan to reduce our staff even more at the national office. A project manager, Phil Acevedo, we're taking that position and putting it down to a consultancy, starting in late September, and having it be an hourly position and work with us around government and mail drop issues. We are looking at, as you know, we've had added at the board for a human resource. That is added new, which has to be accommodated. We are looking at proposing issues around the National Program Development Officer. We have not done anything about that. It's languished, and that's a discussion that has to be had and has to be discussed. We have issues around how to budget for any affiliate goals that we might undertake. And what, if any, new that that might be. You've got a number of issues, and a lot of that is dependent upon knowing what the revenue will be, and then you can try to tailor your expenses to meet those revenues. The other issues that I think.
Well, Lonnie, can you just say what you expect in terms of range of revenue? What is the range?
Oh, normally every year I do, but let me go through the individual stations and I'll give you an idea of the range I think for them, and that'll give you the range for us.
Well, isn't that in the next item?
Sorry, go ahead, Lonnie.
So, is the bylaw convention. And, you know, how much do you budget for that? Where will the money come from? So you know, even if I were to put some fanciful numbers on the page, they're not going to work out because a lot of information we don't have. But what I plan to do is I will put in the budget working with Ambrose and the board, because the board has to, with these large issues, be involved. Not something you just make up and put a number on the page and exclude the board from the process. Items that we see feasible to put in the budget on a prudent basis. And then there are unbudgeted mandates and directives that are pending or are unfunded, and then present those, as I did last year and the year before, unbudgeted items that are important and crucial or responsive to board prior mandates. And then let the board prioritize those and identify the funds that may be raised. So if you add up just some of the things I've mentioned, race and nationality, we can fundraise for it, but still fundraising costs money. Even if you were to do mail drops, you're talking at least $100,000, $125,000. Radio, the radio project, boy, maybe $100,000, maybe more. Bylaw, maybe we can do that inexpensively, $25,000, $30,000, $50,000, depends on how long it will go. So you get some idea of the picture. Now, what will we do? Well, we look at Ambrose is here. He can speak along with me. But if you have to cut back, as in most organizations, you have to look at the largest expense item, and that generally is staff. And that means reorganizing staff here. To cut, when you cut back a staff person in a very small office, other people have to pick up the load. And so you then have to reorganize tasks. Job descriptions change. So aside from those strictly related budget items, there's our legal issues. Because now we, as you, some of you are well aware, we have several legal challenges facing us. And how does that budgetary item get budgetized in the national office? And a lot of those are pending items, and you end up having to guess. But if they're not in our budget, they become fillbacks for the stations. And then you folks get a surprise, and you hate getting a surprise. So it is, but they're out there. They're percolating. Attorneys are talking to people. Costs are coming. I could go on. Then you've got the issue around national programming. That what kind of programming do we, are we going to have for next year for breaking news, and how that will get paid for. And again, that's an item that we have some funds for. We do have it in our budget, but many times events create a situation where you don't have enough. Issues around Arbitron. Arbitrons don't seem related to budget, but I assure you they are. That as stations, Arbitron numbers come in, the CPV will reduce the station allotment. Even though they've promised you the money at the beginning of the fiscal, station doesn't perform, they will reduce the revenue at fiscal's end in some cases. Or if they see some of the data that we presented isn't accurate, that station really didn't have that much audience or that much staff or that much listener support. So not to mention the political threat that's out there. We have FCC issues that are not complaints that have to be dealt with, and that can translate into dollars. In terms of FCC, and we have an existing complaint, and that can easily translate into dollars. So, you know, you ask the question, okay, how much will you have? Well, it's, as I said before, how do you deal that many variables, that much uncertainty? The answer that I'm giving today is that if we're going to try to have a baseline affordable budget with workable, you know, staffing pattern, and at the same time identify all items that are crucial but are not we're not able to budgetize. Now, I'll close with a couple of other issues. We, in examining the budgets themselves, there are issues around existing salaries. We have two or three union contracts that are up. The KPFA contract will be negotiated over the next fiscal. The WPFW contract will be negotiated over the next fiscal. And I think we're trying to close both the K contract. I don't anticipate any financial surprises there, but I don't know. And the WBAI union contract is in its closing stages, although a couple of crucial items are outstanding. Question, what will be the fiscal impact of those negotiations? Even if the negotiations go on for 6 months, many times what happens is you need to know what the salary impact will be. They say, well, why are you worried about that? You know, because it's the contract year that you're doing the negotiating. Sometimes these unions want all kind of perks and other kind of issues, and it's hard to anticipate the exact cost, but it remains an unknown to some extent. Yes, we can control what we offer, yes, but there's sometimes you never know what happens. All right, then we've got other legal issues that we face around issues of payola, potentially, issues of plugola that may play themselves out. As you all know, we have before each station, in case the word hasn't gotten out, our attorney has asked us to place before every staff person and volunteer, including programmers, a declaration that clearly states that they have no conflicts of interest, no interest to financial, and direct or indirect, that they don't violate any of the FCC rules around plugola and playola. We have an affidavit out. And I think that as a part of this budget process, we will have to ask each station to return those affidavits, sign those affidavits. Our attorney is asking for it. It's a minimum FCC requirement that people read it, people sign them, people return them. Disappointingly, I know this is a hot-button issue, we do not have we don't have the kind of compliance on this that we need, and I'll be asking the board and the finance committee at stations to comply. This is not optional.
Only Julie Rodriguez has signed one and sent it back to me.
We on our
Mr. Chair, I'd like to get on the stack when we have a chance.
All right, okay. I'll just finish with copyright issues. Some of the copyright issues we may be facing with all the fiscal, and of course that may be money and legal. I don't want to bring them up because I don't want to give anybody ideas. But how we distribute material at this network should be in a way that we don't have the material that we use have someone stepping up and say, that's my copyrighted material. What have you done with it? So those are, how do you budget for that? I don't know. It's just go on faith. So that's it. That's a quick sense of the financial issues that will affect what goes into the national budget. Oh, well, I forgot one. What we have done in the last 2 years since I've been here, since it's so difficult, ample revenue, we've developed the practice of trying to raise revenue on our own. And if a station has a bad drive, do we want to catch that cold? So we've developed a strategy of trying to develop some mail drops, working many times with the stations, but certainly with the archives as well, that will be effective in giving us a hedge. Again, we've reduced our costs so that we have a one-month hedge in case everything goes wrong. So that, is some of the big issues, and I probably left some out.
Okay. Mark wanted to speak. Who else would like to speak?
Marty.
Jack. Sandy.
And Jane, I had heard you talk earlier. Do you want to speak also?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Why don't we go, Jane, since you had spoken earlier, Mark, Marnie, Sandy.
My first question concerned the elections line item.
I know that we did include in our budget something for the election, hiring the election supervisor. But when I went back and looked at it, I could not find where we included what I understand was a mandatory $15,000 for the bylaws convention. So I just wanted some clarification on that. Number one, is it true that we were all supposed to include $15,000 for a potential bylaws convention? And whether or not that's true, did that appear in the WPFW budget? Because I couldn't find it. And at what line item?
And the line item question in particular.
Yeah.
No, I'm not aware of a mandatory
$15,000
for bylaws. Worried that we don't have enough budgeted, but no, it didn't certainly come from this office.
It didn't come from that office. I believe it came from a motion of the board. At least that's what Lydia, who's chair of that subcommittee, told us last night. One of the things we did last night was add that. So she held that indeed when the PMB passed the motion, they actually did. I don't know whether they demanded or whether they simply suggested that each station budget 15 or 20.
Well,
I'll
look for that.
So we apparently do not have a line item for that right now. Does that sound correct, Lonnie?
That's correct. I'm not aware of it. I've heard of it. So.
What line item would it go in if people wanted to slot it?
Yeah, I'd have to look at it. The presentation and the bylaws will be a board. I'll put in in the consolidated we have local board expense, not local board, but national board expense. But I will come up with a line item for it and let everybody know. Wherever you have it, I'll just try to create a uniform line item for all stations so that we can track it.
Did that address your questions?
Yes, and my other question was. Just in terms of timing, then, am I correct that you now have everybody except for A?
No, I don't have a completed budget from K, and that has to be done. I'm working with Eva on it over this weekend.
Okay.
I do not have a completed LSB-approved budget for A, and I do not have a completed budget for I. I know the LSB did approve one. But it turns out that that budget is incomplete and has some vital parts that maybe the LSB was aware of or maybe they were not that need to be done. And so working on that with Indra and Baruti as well. I do consider W's to be completed. I got it. It's different. I know that everybody vouches for when that was passed, although I don't have it from the LSB. That they approved it or signed it. I love an email from the chairs of the stations vouching for the fact that I have the budget that the LSB passed. Because I don't want budgets that just sent an email and then find out that it was different, that were done by the LSB or left out. So I certainly don't want to be accused of changing budgets. I just want to find an LSB approved budget.
Okay. Because we really do need to see, and we definitely need to talk about the national office budget, and you've given us a lot, I think a good sense of how many really big question marks there are. But I know that what we suggested via emails a couple weeks ago was that if you pick a target number, for income, and then just work with, all of these big question marks, just work them in however you can, even if it comes up with a deficit. I'm thinking that we should schedule a time to talk about the proposed budget, regardless of whether, the other ones are in. We need at least We need to get a feel for it, because I know in looking at our local station budget, required for...
Cut out, Jane. I couldn't hear you.
Jane?
So...
Jane, you cut out on us. We missed the last minute.
Okay.
What you said.
I was just saying that